Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Been talking to you this week about being called of God, committed to the call. And I'd like to talk about confidence this morning. There's a difference between being confident and being cocky. You'll let me use an old hillbilly term. That guy is cocky. Trace the roots of that back, and it comes from banty roosters that are small. They call the roosters cocks, and if they're cocky, it's on the prod. And you may have grown up in a different environment than me, but one of the derogatory remarks is he's more important than a banty rooster. Those little old birds are unique. We had a few of them. Generally, we stuck to Rhode Island Reds at our place because we like brown eggs, not white eggs. Those little old banty roosters were fun to watch because seemed like one of them was always trying to put everybody else down, and I guess the big roosters do the same things. But we are not cocky. We're not looking to ourselves and saying, watch me or watch my smoke. We are confident, but our confidence is in the Lord. The battle is the Lord's. And we're just soldiers of the King. We're servants. We're to get our orders from Him. And we're to make sure we understand that call. And we're committed to obeying the orders. Be like Jesus. This is my song. I pray earnestly every day. Oh God, I pray for myself. You say, well, are you doubting? No, I know in whom I have believed. I don't fight any battles about whether I'm going to heaven or not. That's settled. But the call is way beyond that. It's being all God wants to make out of this old hillbilly boy. And that should be the call and the commitment of your life. And your confidence is in the Lord that called. And He will give you the ability to do the things. He doesn't ask you to do that which He will not help you to do. And so our confidence is in the Lord. And thank God we are not alone. He is with us, but He's given us a lot of those of like precious faith. Aren't you glad for your brothers and sisters in the Lord? I remember as a young Christian, I generally sized up different people, and some were patterns. And I remember back there along the line, some that were, I prayed, Lord, help me to grow up and be like that. And they were committed to God and they obeyed God. And my eyes weren't on them. My eyes was on God, but they were His witnesses. And I could see, it's not just listening to what they say, it's seeing Jesus in them. And that old hymn says, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all His wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, until the beauty of Jesus is seen in me. And neighbor, I pray that prayer earnestly, and I rejoice. It's not a repentant prayer. I've repented. I'm in God's hands. But it's, draw me near, Lord. And I think of dear old brother Tracy Knapp. God bless him. You folks in the Nazarene movement and the Bible missionary and this group and that, and where he preached, what a saint of God he was. And one of the things that riveted it to my mind and to my heart that Tracy Knapp preached, and I've heard him preach it a number of times, there is no top rung on the ladder of spirituality. That's a quote right from Tracy Knapp. No top rung on the ladder of spirituality. You can be a little more like Jesus. He walks with us and he talks with us. And we are more like him every day that we're with him. And one of these days, this treasure that we have in earthen vessels will get out of this old earthen vessel. Dear old Uncle Bud Robinson, the great old evangelist of over 100 years ago, preached this treasure we have in earthen vessels. And he added a little P.S., and most of them are cracked. I like that. We're marred, but God is able to take. And all we have to give him isn't much, but all he wants is our all. And when we give our all, then we get to the place, Lord, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath, make me pure. Save from wrath, forgiven, make me pure. The sanctifying presence of the Holy Spirit, the work that he does in our hearts and lives. And do we grow into it? No, we're born into our salvation, but we grow in grace. We grow in spiritual stature, because as we walk with him, and he whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And we go through a pruning process that we might bear much fruit. And God's still a pruning on this old boy. And I'm praying, oh God, the time that you allot me yet, help me to bring forth much fruit. And I'm praying for Indians. I'm focused on it, because I am concerned about all the world. I'm concerned about the Chinese. I'm concerned about the ones over in the Holy Land that are on the other side of the battle from Christians. I'm praying, oh God, somehow help some of them. There's some hungry hearts. And help them to hunger for more than they're getting out of their cults and their ism and fighting God's people. And somehow let the light come. But I'm focused on the Indians, because we've bypassed them and we've kind of gotten so comfortable it doesn't bother us. And if you mention Indians, the first thing they say, well, that's their own fault. They could have done better. I think they could have done better, but I'm not their judge. They're as different as we are. They're different nature, different values. And some of their values, I believe, are better than the ones we held. And so we don't have time to correct all the wrongs that were done or correct all the flaws in anyone. We can let the light of Jesus shine through us and let the words of our mouth, and we can get out there, and we found out there's not much use of talking to Indians about the bread of heaven when the kids went to bed hungry last night and are crying because there's nothing to eat. And we've hit it again and again, and we hit it right up here at Celilo. January of 2007. And I was praying for a place to go. And there, God said, go to Celilo. And you've heard the story, and I'll not take time to tell it over again. But I went up there, and he had the reporter from the Oregonian, the photographer there. I didn't know him. They didn't tell me who they were. They listened to the old preacher unload his heart to those Indian people, and they put it in the Sunday Oregonian. And so that's the way it's gone. And we've got a lot of people, a lot of friends, and a lot of businessmen, and more are joining the team. And I want to make a boast in the Lord. We stand up under inspection. If there's anything about this old preacher's life, churchman, preacher, sinner, whoever you are, if there's anything you question, please come to me and let me straighten it up. If I knew about it, I'd come to you. But I don't want anything in my life to cause anybody to stumble, because my hope of heaven and your hope of heaven is having a right spirit towards Jesus Christ and towards our fellow men. And if we say we love him, but we don't love our brethren that are here, it can be questioned, can it, from Scripture, whether we really love God. Teach us, Lord, to love one another. We pray thee, direct our steps, and may the beauty of Jesus be seen to encourage the team and send in new members to the team. Send in some that are listening right now. Lord, help them to feel the pull and get in on the action. We've done such a better job in Africa winning men to Jesus than we have among the red man, the Indian, that called this home before we came, took it away and put them on reservations. And then, because they didn't shape up and become white men, didn't do like we thought they should do, we've pretty well forgotten them. Help us to make up for lost time. Dear Jesus, hear our cry. Quicken our spirit. And help us, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this classic broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal has always been to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, join us as Deborah Klein continues with her teaching, Do We Really Know God? You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.